Hello, there's Jack Hopke with you for the October 23rd edition of your weekly news magazine. Personality and purpose are always two factors I keep in mind in assembling this electronic publication from week to week, and we have them today. First, a contribution from the news producer I work with each day on All Things Considered, who wears other hats here at WWNO. As New Orleans continues to build its reputation as a hub for innovation and new technologies, WWNO's technology desk seeks to highlight innovators who are finding novel solutions to some of the city's most important issues. WWNO's innovations reporter, Janaea Williams, recently spoke with one social entrepreneur who is tapping into the resources of the food and restaurant community in New Orleans to find a new system to deliver food to the hungry.
Lauren Rugis is the New Orleans site director for Community Plates.
Community Plates is a national nonprofit that makes logistical connections between organizations or food outlets that have fresh, excess edible food and organizations that can disperse that food immediately to food insecure individuals. So we are dedicated to ending American food insecurity.
Rugis says hunger is not an impossible problem to solve, and we have more options for fixing it than ever before.
Hunger is not a problem of lack of resources. It's a lack of logistics. In this day and age, we're very fortunate to have internet, social media, technology, to be able to get out to people, communicate with them, and make those connections to show, hey, this is where we can get something to give it to these people. This would not have been possible without technology.
Community Plates uses a technological platform called Go Rescue. Go Rescue was created by Jeff Shocker in 2011. Shocker was the owner of a Connecticut software company that helped local restaurants do inventory. He noticed that restaurants were throwing away a lot of food.
He saw, you know, we can make the connections here. Let's get people fed if people are throwing fresh edible food away.
Getting people fed requires an army of volunteers and a lot of coordination. Rugis explains how it all works.
What I would do is go into negotiation with a food donor to see what sort of fresh, edible, excess food they have to donate. What we would do then is schedule a time with a partnering agency, be it a shelter or a soup kitchen, really any entity that can disperse the food immediately. We'll have our volunteers go online to see which food runs are up that connect those donors to those food agencies, pick which run they want to go on, and they would go to the corresponding donor on the day and the time and deliver to the food agency. After that, you know, they close the food run by recording how many pounds they've moved, and we really, you know, it makes a difference being able to show, you know, even if it's a small amount for many restaurants, it comes together to a very large amount that we can deliver to a population here that is very much in need of this fresh edible food.
When the system was up and running in Fairfield County, Connecticut, it expanded to three other cities: New Haven, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Columbus, Ohio. New Orleans is the fifth official site open this year. And Rugis says this kind of help is really necessary here because more than 20% of adults and children in New Orleans are what's called food insecure, which is a fancy way of saying hungry. People who don't have the resources to buy enough food to feed themselves and their families. Rugis hopes Community Plates can shine a spotlight on this issue.
What I really hope is for people to acknowledge that there is still an issue here in New Orleans, even with as many restaurants, as many grocery stores, as many food outlets as we have, people are still hungry. People are still going to bed at night, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. What I hope to do is make those connections and get that food to those, you know, individuals through these great organizations who are not only providing this food, but they're providing services for those families and those individuals who are disadvantaged and can somehow not only attain food, but attain services that may seem far out of reach.
To get involved with Community Plates, anyone can sign up to be a food runner or make a financial contribution.
The more that is donated, the more goes towards feeding your community. Because honestly, we're all neighbors here. And here in New Orleans, what's different from all the other sites we've opened up in? There's such a cohesion here and a desire to act and contribute that, you know, I've never found anywhere else. That's why I moved here.
Lauren Rugis is also a 2014 fellow at Propeller, a Broadmoor nonprofit that supports social ventures in New Orleans.